delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Welcome back to it. It's 18 after on this Friday before Christmas. My good friend, the professor Steve Doolin, jumping on the line now to talk about, well, anything we feel like talking about. Isn't it great? Professor, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be back.
Well, Merry Christmas, my friend. How's the world treating you?
Not bad. I especially like the bumper music there. I was a member of the KISS Army years before I was a member of the U.S. Army.
Well, of course you were. We all were back then. I remember having, I was just doing a little walk down memory lane. I'll give you another one here, folks. I remember being about 10 or 12 years old and arguing with my father about the redeeming qualities of KISS, for which he and his Marty Robbins albums had no use whatsoever. For the record, I still like KISS, and I also like Marty Robbins. See, so, you know, I guess I came full circle.
You're what you call eclectic.
Yeah, there you go, you know. I want your, I found this, and I asked a couple of guests about this already. I'm going to ask you, too. There's now a dating website. You might be able to share this with some of your distraught students that can't quite figure it out, dubbed Trump Singles. I mean, if you're a Trump-minded individual and you can't quite find a date and all of your liberal friends are boo-hooing on the floor, there's TrumpSingles.com, which specifically caters to the fans of Donald Trump. What do you think of that, huh? If you need to find like-minded
dating.
God's free
enterprise.
Yeah, ain't it great?
That's all I have to say. Somebody saw the opportunity, and why not?
And they made a date with the bank is what I think, because they've already got 12,000 people signed up. 12,000 in the first couple of days. Make dating great again, it says. Go figure, right?
Why not?
Exactly. All right. So as you look at this transition that we're going through here with Donald Trump and the selections that he's making, the next big thing, and for a professor at a law school like yourself, is going to be the selection very soon after he is inaugurated of that Supreme Court justice vacancy to be filled. What are you looking for when he comes out with that name? We've seen the list of 20. We know that there's people like, you know, Joan Larson from Michigan on that list, qualified individuals. What are you looking for?
Well, I like the list, and the good news is that there are several to choose from. There are plenty of experienced jurists who can read and do read the Constitution. The sad truth is we will probably never see another Scalia in our lifetimes, but there are folks who would vote along the same lines and maybe write opinions as insightful.
Well, speaking of Joan Larson here from the Michigan Supreme Court, she did clerk for Antonin Scalia. Now, to see somebody exactly like him, no, but somebody that comes from that ilk, I think, is a distinct possibility, because there are people out there like Miss Larson that clerk for Scalia, and I think it's safe to say that of that list of 20 or so, most of them probably hold Antonin Scalia in very high regard. I think that'd be fair to say.
I agree. This is what we're hoping for, is someone who can almost fill those shoes.
Almost. It takes a while. Scalia wasn't, you know, the giant that he was when he first came to the job. Now, one of the big concerns, obviously, that we had discussed prior to the 8th of November, and a lot of us that are, you know, followers and supporters of the Second Amendment clearly breathe a sigh of relief in the early morning hours of November 9th, but you still see laws out there being put into place, like in California. In fact, if you haven't purchased an AR-15 in California by now, you're not allowed to, because there's a 10-day waiting period, and they will be banned on the 31st of December. So you're already past the window to buy an AR-15 in California, so those laws continue to get tighter. In other places like Chicago and Tucson, Arizona, the police there continue to destroy confiscated guns, even though the laws say you can't do that. It just seems to me, I see a lot of municipalities and places, go and attack guns, even when the law doesn't allow them to do that, Professor. And I wonder why they're allowed to get away with it.
Well, the sad truth is that there are only a few clumsy tools available, one of them being a federal civil rights lawsuit. And the truth is, if you're going to take a municipality to federal court, you need to have a little bit of a war chest. And when you're talking about confiscated guns, it's frankly not worth it even in state court. You know, I actually have to advise some of the clients in my practice that I have to advise them to just go ahead and let the gun go and try to just think of it as whatever the price is of a new gun, as opposed to doing the litigation. I mean, that's the sad truth. Litigation's expensive. Even if I try to cut somebody a break and stretch my time out and not bill them for every minute, that kind of thing, it still usually costs more than the gun.
Well, that's right. That's the and there's the problem, yeah, because, you know, let's say that a simple retainer for an attorney, probably $1,000 cheapest, wouldn't you say? I mean, a lot of firearms out there, AR-15s, that cost $750. You make a great point.
Yeah, when you're talking about a pistol, a used pistol, what, $400, $500? It's not worth even filing.
So yeah, that wow. I've never considered it that way. And how disheartening is that? Yeah, you know, my constitutional rights will actually cost more than the piece of equipment that I'm trying to defend. How disheartening.
Well, and that's, you know, the sad truth about my business is I have to try to get my clients to look at their decisions as economic decisions. And the other sad truth is that the groups that might help fund such a suit are just stretched. There's so much going on. You know, the groups like NRA, MCRGO that I sit on the board of, the groups want to help, but the groups have to find that high-impact, almost perfect case.
You know, you make a great case, Professor. All right. I that's about all the time I have today, but I'm going to ask you this. Are you done with your Christmas shopping?
No.
All right. Well, just remember, I'm an XL tall. And just keep that in mind. And, you know, whatever you want to give me, I'll just a small token of your appreciation. That's all we need, Professor. I hope you get that all done. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, my friend, all kidding aside, to you and your family.
Thanks. Same to you, Steve.
All right, Professor Steve Dillon here on the program. You can catch him every Friday, 25 after on The Steve Gerber Show.